Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get Answers to Life's Questions. And I am having technical difficulties. I can't get my cell phone to work right, and now I'm needing to hang up and come in another way. So there may or may not be a show today. We'll see how this goes. So if you are listening, please hang on. I will be right back.
Okay, I think I'm here again. Hold on, let me look on my screen. There I am. Okay. And hopefully you guys can hear me. All right, this is Get Answers to Your Life's Questions, and I am... And I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a... Divine Infinity Healing Practitioner, Master Solution Technique Practitioner, a Conscious Channel, a Spiritual Energy Healer, a Speaker, and an Author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my connection to divine guidance to help them to gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, their fears, their limitations, so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They can move into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. And I've come to an understanding about about unconditional love and how important it is in everybody's life. I stand in unconditional love with everyone that I work with. So a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged and everyone has the freedom. So if you would like to learn more about me and what I do, you can visit my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots of information there and you may just find what you're looking for. Okay, he's working now on this show, so give me a call at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. Weekly calls that are called Deprogram Your Mind. And it's using the Master Solution Technique. And what it is we take an issue and we go in and we release that issue and all the emotional connections to that issue every week. And I started this about 4 months ago, and we've gotten a lot of the clutter out of the way, and now we're working. It can go deeper because we've removed so much of the little trivial stuff that you don't need, but you keep hanging on to. So it's really having a profound impact on the people who are in that group, and it's having a profound impact. So I encourage you, if you want to start making big changes in your life, generally program your mind group. And it's a group call on Tuesday evenings at 7:30 Central Time. And it's $100 a month. We call. We clear out four big issues. It takes 4 months. You have 5 weeks every month. And it's really just amazing the way that it works and the impact that it has. And I love hearing people in the group, and you can hear, even from the way that they speak, how their lives are changing. I just love what I do. Okay, we are going to go to our caller from area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hi, hello, this is Catherine. Oh, your sound is off. Sorry?
How is yours? Is mine any better?
It's going in and out.
Okay, hold on, let me. Okay, is this better?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay. And what was your name?
Catherine.
Catherine. Hi, Catherine. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Hey. Catherine, can you hear me?
There, now you're back.
Okay. So, what can I do for you today?
If I could ask for a general reading of any messages from the guides or a healing of, I'm not sure what they see, could get cleared out.
Because showing you there's something on your. Okay, am I going out again?
Yeah, I hear like the first two words and then it's completely nothing at all, silence.
And I don't know what's causing this. Okay.
Oh.
But I'm going to let go of the frustration.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try something else. Okay, give me a minute.
Sure.
Should have told you to sing or something so you could entertain people.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that.
have almost got what I need. Okay, I'm not hearing anything.
Seems to be holding now, okay.
Okay, now I can hear you, yay! All right. So ask the reading.
Uh-oh, ask what?
When you were asking for the reading, your guidance was telling me that you have something on your mind, and I'm just wondering what that is.
I guess there are a lot of things of just starting new. I'm just ready for new everything, a new job, a new career, and new relationships, and new place to live.
Okay, so you are at a point in your life where it feels like you're ready for a new beginning, really, of every aspect of your life.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let's see what they want to say about that. Okay, here's that for you. The old. You must release your old ways of thinking, your old ways of being, your old expectations, your old habits and patterns. You have to let all of that go and to step into the new you, the you that is coming from the love within your heart. I'm asking you right now to open your heart to love. To loving yourself. That is what comes first. Loving, accepting yourself. They are opening your heart now more and more as we speak. We are helping you to let go of all of the beliefs about who you are, because that is no longer true for you. You are becoming the new you. The improved version, if you want to call it that. It is actually the version of you that is coming more from the truth, the divine truth of who you actually are. And so just let everything else go. And we do mean everything, every thought, every feeling, every belief. Just let it all go. And the more you let go, the more you open up to what is there for you. The more you are stepping into the truth of who you are. Letting go is such an important part. And you are becoming you. The you that you were born to be. The you that you have always known in your heart. The you that you have fought against in your own mind. You are becoming you. Just allow that to soak in. Allow yourself to feel it. Allow yourself to be it. This doesn't mean that there's anything wrong, because there isn't anything wrong. It's just a change that you are choosing to make. And you don't have to explain it to anybody. You just need to be. That's all. You are being. And that is all. So grieve deeply one more time. And accept yourself. Okay, how does that feel?
Good. It felt warm, nice and warm, and I was picturing like sand, you know, like I was covered in particles, and all those particles were leaving my skin, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
So what is it that you really want to create with this new you, this new life? Tell me what it's going to be like.
A job that is, well, like what you said, everything based on more of the true me, a relationship that is really connected to me, and a job with people that are more the same goals that I do, and a house that's more like what I am interested in living in.
Okay. All right, so let's do a little bit more of the clearing work on you. So I'm going to ask you a question.
I've had a lot of I've had a lot of lower back pain, so there's a lot of clearing, I don't know, with the root chakra or the sacral chakra. My lower back is super tight. I don't know if that's connected to all this.
That is connected with the chakras. Hold on, let me see.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. Ask a question, and the question is going to go on for a while. And at the end of the question, I'll say, if you're willing to accept this, say yes, and you'll get yes. And then after we do this question and the real chakra cleaner and clear
right.
out all of your chakras and get all of that stuff out of the way. Okay, so here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for opening you up to your own life, for releasing all of the fears about your own survival, about your own ability to actually make these changes, about the ability to be safe, to survive, when you are just uprooting yourself and doing everything at once, and there's a part of you that's like terrified and it's trying to hold on to everything you've ever believed because it's not safe for you to let that go. So this divine infinity healing energy is now going through you and finding all of those old beliefs of yours that say change is not safe, change is not safe, run and hide, and they are being very gently and easily escorted out of you because those are beliefs that are not true and you don't need them in your life. So this divine infinity healing is clearing your subconscious mind of the doubts and fears about moving forward with your own life. It's clearing out all of those teachings that you've received in your lifetime that say that if you do this, this and this, then you can expect this, this and this, and you have to follow this path. You must stick to these rules. You must regulations in order to have a happy life, because none of that is true. And so you are being released from the bindings of all of these rules and regulations that you've been taught in your life, and you might just feel them all just being cut away from you, and like Archangel Michael is using his beautiful blue sword to just free you from those beliefs. And you are being filled with this beautiful divine light. This is the light of unconditional love. This is the light that gives you the freedom to be you in every moment, to create your life however you choose for it to be. This is bringing you back to being the one who is responsible for what you are living and only being responsible for yourself. So it's taking away all of those obligations that are tied in with other people because you don't need them. And it's bringing you back to your center, back to your heart, back to your power. And if you are willing to accept all of this, say yes.
Yes.
Take three nice deep breaths. Now Archangel Michael is pouring in the chakra cleaner. And anybody that wants to have the chakra cleaner, yes, Michael, and he'll pour it through you too. He's opening up all of your chakras, bringing them back into balance, clearing out all of the gunk, all of the sticky stuff. How do you feel?
Good.
Good. Wonderful.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so...
A little dizzy now in my head, actually.
Oh, good. So one of the things you might want to do now is to make a list. Make a list of your intentions. What it is you intend in your life. And these don't have to be, you know, specific. I intend to live in this town, in this state,
on this street.
It's more general. You know, what is it that you want to create? Do you want a life that's filled with love and joy? Do you want to be attracting the people who actually enjoy their lives to that bring you? You know, it's about what you actually desire. It's not about what you are letting go of. So don't make a list of, you know, I'm letting go of all of this negativity. No, because then you're putting your energy into negativity. Make a list saying, I am accepting the positiveness of life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
make sure that you are listing what you actually desire.
Okay.
You are going to be creating. And that's what your guidance is going to work with you on. So you're making the list for them, too. Okay, and they say they are ready to do this work, so hang on, your life is changing.
All right, thank you, that sounds great, thanks so much.
You are welcome, and you know, call back in and let me know how it's going.
Okay, great, I sure will. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too, Catherine. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we are going to our next call. Area code 111. It's one of those 111111 known numbers. Hi.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
I am fine, Akansha. How are you?
I'm good. I called to give you some update.
I like updates.
Well, so I got an unexpected interview from a place where I had worked before, and it's not in where I'm staying right now. So it was out of the blue, and it's a very great offer if I get it, and also a very cute guy messaged me. So yes.
Wonderful. Thing is actually working and your life is changing. That is so wonderful.
Yes.
Boy, I can't imagine what's going to happen after Tuesday when we do that big work. Opening up your life even more. Wow. Then you may be telling me you're moving country, and who knows what's going to happen.
It's awesome.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, do you have anything that we need to work on right now? Is coming up? Is this bringing up any fears or anything for you?
Well, nothing I can think of, but if you are picking on something, then okay. Yes.
Interesting. If you aren't happy, pretty up. There's lots of I see these things. It's hard to put them in words. It's like this, these beautiful bubbles are just floating all around you. You won't remember this because you're too young, but I think it was the Lawrence Welk show, and they would start out on the screen, and I seeing all of these bubbles swirling in them, and they're just all around you in your life. It's just filled with champagne bubbles. It's floating up.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Okay, so that reminds me that sometimes Archangel pour bubbles of joy into someone, and he's there with you right now, and he's got his big champagne glass full of bubbles of joy, and he wants to know if it's okay if he pours them into you right now. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, he's pouring in those bubbles, and he'll pour those bubbles into him. Tell Michael yes to the bubbles. Oh, good. And they tickle. Because I'm in the meeting. Okay.
Oh, and some bubbles for you too. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Well, it looks like you're just going to have this amazing experience, and it just feels so good, and I'm so happy for you. And I'm not saying that we need to clear anything or let anything go right now. So you can just enjoy this. Yeah, just enjoy. That's what I'm hearing. And just be in that state of happiness that you're in, and know that's you. That's your life. And you deserve to be happy. So just remember that.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you for letting me know. That is so terrific.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Thank you. Thank you for everything.
You are
yes.
welcome. All right. Well, I will talk to you on Tuesday then.
Okay. See you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And so that caller is one of the people who is doing the Deprogram Your Mind group calls, and you can see that she's getting results, and that's wonderful. Oh, I'm so happy. All right, we are going to the caller from area code 646.
Hi, darling.
Well, this is Helena. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Barbara. How are you? Long time no talk.
I am doing great.
Good.
Oh, good.
So
I got
what's
off speaker.
Happening in you? Sorry.
Got a question, and my question might be a little disempowering, and also I don't know if you're going to answer it straightforward. It's not a, you know, a prediction question. Today I woke up not feeling that great. Sometimes I get these weird pains in my eyes from eye strain, and sometimes they linger long. I'm starting to feel better now, but I didn't want to go into work. Now, you know, granted, I don't work regular 9 to 5, but for what I do usually need to be there about 5 days a week. So I didn't go in, and the question I have for you, I guess I'm asking you to look into my soul, where obviously, clearly, I should be able to give myself this answer. Part of me didn't want to go in because I was just thinking about the commute and everything it takes if I don't make the last bus. That leaves blah blah, but I don't know. It's not right or wrong. I'm going to try to put this without using a million words. But the fact that I don't want to go in, is it me being lazy, or is it me honoring my soul, kind of thing? Because sometimes I think all my life I've had a hard time to discern by this when I don't feel like doing something, you know. Sometimes it's me just being lazy, or is it really honoring how I feel?
Okay. Let's see how they want to word this. The first thing I'm hearing is for you to just relax and stop looking for what you are doing wrong, because you do that a lot. You're always looking to see what you are doing wrong, and you're not doing anything wrong. There is absolutely nothing wrong. The more you do the work that's changing your life, that's opening you up to the truth of you, to the value of you, the more you're going to find that the old things that you used to do don't fit, that you really don't want to do them. And the more you honor that and start doing the things that feel right to you, the things that bring you joy, that bring you light, that bring you life, the more you are allowing yourself to become the better and better version of you. And that's the process you are going through now. And that will mean that you will be letting go of some things in your life as you move into new things in your life. And it's like when I was talking with Catherine and she was saying how she wants her life to be totally different. And the first thing they told her is that she's going to have to let go. She's going to have to let go of everything she used to be, everything she used to believe, everything that she used to consider the truth. You're going to have to do the same thing. And I'm constantly letting go of these things that I used to believe that I had to hang on to. And as I let them go, my life gets lighter and freer, and more wonderful things come into my existence because I'm clearing out the old stuff. So they're showing me that you are also clearing out the old stuff, although they're showing that you sometimes let them go, and then you reach up and grab them back and pull them back in.
Those cancer claws.
So when you let things go, let them go. You don't need to let things go and then pull them back.
It's so, I will say this, that the stuff where I go to work, some of it has been tumultuous and gotten me angry and not appreciated by them, but there's some of it that I do like quite a bit, and part of it's just that friggin' long commute. It's just, I'm tired of it. I just can't take it. I don't want to take it. It's hard physically.
Okay, so they're saying that you need to release the energy that you have around the commute.
Okay. Yeah, I carry a lot with that, a lot of that complaint and stuff.
Yeah.
Way too much. Way too much.
As long as you hang on to it, it's going to weigh you down. So let's do that right now. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing all of that negativity that you have about your commute to work and everything that's connected with it, the beliefs about where you live, the way that you are always beating yourself up over where you live, telling yourself that this is where you have to live because you can't afford, you can't move, you can't blah, 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 all of that stuff, just letting all of that go and letting go of the whole need to suffer and struggle. Ooh, boy, that was a big one.
Yeah. So, yes, please.
Letting that you are supposed to suffer and struggle, letting go of everything connected with that, everything that was ever told you by everybody that ever said anything about suffering and struggling for you. Oh, gosh, it's just like this huge bunch of you right now, this bunch of it in your back, and up your neck and in your head, and oh, you've got it pretty much all of your body, and they're taking it all away. All of those old energies that say suffering and struggling have to be a part of your life. And just take a nice deep breath and just let that go. So this divine infinity healing energy is now helping you to have some clarity about what is actually important to you. And I'm going to say that multiple times. Hear it. Clarity is actually important to clarity about what's important to you. And it's the to you part that's important, because you tend to look at what's important to everybody else, and they want to look at what's important to you. You are only responsible for you. It is you that is creating everything you are experiencing. So this is giving you clarity about what is actually important to you. You are not living your life for other people. You are living your life for you. This is about you. So this divine infinity healing energy is now cutting through all of that haze and mumbo jumbo about you need to do this in order for other people to love you and accept you and blah, 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 because all of that is just garbage. And they are bringing you back to that place where you know who you are and you know what it is you want to create in your life. And it's giving you that clarity about what is important to you. And if you are willing to accept this, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay. All sorts of stuff is moving around you and in you and through you and out of you. How do you feel?
Good. kind of feel like more of an inner core. You know, I'm still skeptical. I still want all these infinity healings to work. I'm like, either I'm the most twisted person on the planet or the most dense, but I don't know. But I'm so willing to take it and go for it because I just want them all to work.
Okay, then.
Oh, I'm sorry, Barbara. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh,
okay.
I missed that last sentence you said.
Oh, I didn't actually finish it. I was just
okay.
Talking out loud. So you didn't miss anything.
All right.
They're showing me that one of the core beliefs that you really need to that you really need to step into and to accept is confidence in yourself. Because if you have the confidence in yourself, then all of that other stuff stops being important. Because then you know who you are, and you know what is important to you, and you can live your life for yourself. That doesn't mean that you're going to be all alone, because there are always going to be people who love you and are part of your life, but not living your life for them. You will be living your life for you. So it's that self-confidence that acceptance of your wisdom and your right to your own life. That is really what you need. And that's not something I can do in 5 minutes of work, so.
Yeah. Oh, seems like it's a lifetime of work, but maybe not. It is something that can be turned around.
Okay, I'm writing myself a note, and I will look into this over this weekend and see what they bring me about self-confidence. and how it can be, what it is we can do to help you to let go of all of this other crap and start living your life in. And then I will let you know what I come up with.
Oh, my God. You're so kind. Thank you.
Well, you know, I've always been working so hard to help you to, you know, really live your life. And it's really brought some amazing stuff into my life, too. So it's actually a wonderful
Thank goodness.
Experience.
Good, because I don't have to feel guilty. Like, no, please.
Now
it's all my fault.
You're gonna waste your time with guilt.
Yeah, right. Oh my goodness! Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And there are things that you are not expressing, so you may want to, since you're not going to work today, just sit down and write out whatever it is that's coming to you. They're showing that there's so much that you just need to, get out of you. And that's part of the reason why you're coughing.
Over a week now.
Yeah.
Well, we're going on two weeks with this, actually. Yeah.
Start writing it out. And then if you've written it out, read it out loud. So that you actually hear what you've written.
Thank you.
That should help with the cough.
Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I don't express a lot. A lot plays my mind. Anyway.
Yeah. And once you have that confidence, you will start saying what you are thinking, and then watch out, world.
Oh, God.
No, it's a good thing, not a bad thing.
Yeah. No, I'm laughing because, yeah. No, but I don't do it with malice. However, sometimes truth is not pleasant for people. Yeah, no, I don't go through it. like when we were talking yesterday. All right, Barbara, thank you so much.
You are welcome. And I'll let you know what I come up with.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Be nice to yourself today.
I will.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Now we're going to the caller from area code 718.
Hi, my name is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. What can I do for you today?
I'm calling about the caller, Julius. You told him that Jesus would forgive him for making brownies with his own feces. And I work with him and I ate one of those brownies and ended up in the hospital. How is it possible that Jesus would forgive him for doing something like that?
Because Jesus doesn't hold anything against anyone. People tend to hold things against each other, against themselves. Jesus is not, he doesn't have an ego like we do. He doesn't get all petty and trite and all of that sort of stuff. He loves all of that, and he's realizing that we are learning things by doing what we are doing. And there's no need for him to hold anything against anyone, because we all have the freedom to be who we are, even to do things that may not make sense to anybody else in the whole world. So you can't expect Jesus to be mad at anybody for anything.
I ended up in the hospital with salmonella because I ate his excrement. And Jesus is forgiving him for that?
Yes.
So he can go ahead and make brownies with his feces again?
If he chooses to. And you can eat them again if you choose to.
I didn't know it was excrement in the brownies. I didn't know there was this feces in the brownies.
And I realized that. But you can't expect Jesus to be mad at him for what he did, because that's not who Jesus is.
What would Jesus not forgive a person for?
Absolutely nothing.
So if he went and hit someone with his car, manslaughter, Jesus forgives people for manslaughter?
Yes.
For anything?
Anything.
And everything?
And everything.
You think, would he forgive the 9/11 bombers?
They've already been forgiven.
Would Jesus forgive the Boston Marathon bombers?
They've already been forgiven.
And even if they're still, one of them is in prison, why is he in prison if Jesus forgave him?
Because men put him in prison.
I see. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Feel free to give me a call at 646-716-5045. One of the things that Jesus wants everyone to understand is that this whole concept of right and wrong, good and bad, those are things of people. When you are looking at the divine, the creator, that higher level of existence, life is something that we came here to experience. And we really were given the freedom of choice. And we are embraced with this unconditional love, so that no matter what we do, no matter what we say, no matter what, we are still loved. Nothing is held against us. God is not sitting up there with a big book writing down everything you've done wrong, because everybody's always doing something wrong all the time if you want to go into right and wrong. But he doesn't do right and wrong. He looks at us to see that we are learning our experience, that we are allowing ourselves to grow and become more. And we are held in the arms of love so that we can do that, even when we do something completely and totally in our minds, it's wrong. But in the eyes of God, the eyes of Jesus, we're just like little kids who are learning. I mean, if you watch a little two-year-old touching everything, put everything in their mouths, and they will put everything in their mouths. And you don't go up to them and tell them they're bad for doing that. You just take away the things that they shouldn't be putting in their mouths and put them in a higher space so they can't reach them. You don't go around constantly telling them that they're wrong. You help them to see what it is that they need to see, to grow in the way that they are meant to grow. The freedom to be themselves while watching over them to keep them safe. And that's kind of the way God is with us, you know? We are watched over, but we are not dictated to. When I say is in it, then that's what it is. It is writing all the stuff that we see. He simply sees people learning who they are, and learning what life is about. Okay, and we have a question from the chat room. Hold on, let me read it. Hi, Lil Fairy. I'd like to ask my angels if I have a crush on a male coworker, RM, please, or is it just my imagination, please? Thanks. Okay, so the first thing I'm hearing is that you already know the answer to this question. And it is kind of, they're showing me you kind of giggling. It feels like a little schoolgirl kind of crush energy. That's what it feels like. So why are you afraid of having feelings for this person? It's like there's a part of you that wants to connect, to at least be friends, you know, to hang out with RM. And there's a part of you that says, no, you can't. There's a whole long list. Oh, my goodness, this is a long list. It's like a scroll that's unrolling, and it's going back and back and back. This whole long list of why you should not do this. So you believe this rule in your mind about what you should and shouldn't do. Do you want to have this friendship with RM? And I'm not saying that this you turn into the love of your life and you're going to get married and live with him for, you know, the next 60 years or anything like that. But there's absolutely no reason why you can't be his friend, you know. Go to the movies, go out, grab something to eat, you know. Why are you holding yourself back? That's what they want to know. Okay, so you're saying you've been there, you've done that, and you've always gotten hurt, so I avoid sex. They were showing me that you got a relationship. It's not just work. So there's a part of you that's actually avoiding your life in a way, because our relationships are an important part of our life. They're one of our main ways of really understanding who we are and growing in who we are. So let's do some work on that. So would you like a Divine Infinity healing for letting go of the hurt, for letting go all of the times that you've been in a relationship and hurt, letting go of all of the beliefs that you deserve to be hurt or that you will always be hurt or that it's not safe to be in a relationship, that when you open your heart and love someone, you are actually letting them in to hurt you. You're showing me that you actually have this belief that if you open your heart, they're going to come in and they've got a little dagger in their hand and they're just waiting for the opportunity to get in here. This is being released, removed from. You don't need that. So this Divine Infinity healing is helping you to trust, to know that no matter what happens in a relationship, that you are fine, you are safe, you are protected, that you are learning, and that it's okay for you to open your heart to other people, to actually have the true loving relationships that you want to have in life. And they're just opening you up to that, removing the walls, the blocks, all of that stuff that you've got in the way. Removing those beliefs that you have to always hold yourself back. It's not safe. All of that is being let go of. And you are being filled with the light and love, so that you can safely love anyone and everyone, including yourself. And whatever happens, it doesn't mean that you have to stop loving. It just means that you've learned to listen and the love goes on. So if you are going to get this clearing out of all of the garbage about you can't, you shouldn't, it's not safe, don't do it. And say yes, and your heart is definitely saying yes. Take three nice deep breaths. See what you've been thinking. I should keep things professional at work. Well, yes, I'm not telling you, you know, to have sex on the desk or anything like that. I don't even know where that particular phrase came from. But yeah, keep it professional at work. But that doesn't mean that you can't. People are friends with people they work with. They're still professional at work. Those are the people you interact with for 8 hours every day. They are the people that you. I struggled so much lately after my. You really do bring more light, more love, more laughter into your life. It's like you're. I'm showing this image of you in a closet under a blanket with the door closed. So get out of the closet, take off that blanket, and start living your life. You know, if you. Just simply ask this guy if he wants to go to lunch. That's pretty safe. You know, you can tell him, okay, I'm going to wherever you're going to grab lunch. You want to come with me? If he says yes, then you go. If he says no, well, you still go to lunch. It's about opening yourself up to the opportunity to have an interaction. You can either sit on the sidelines and watch this guy and have all of these fantasies about what your life could be like with him, or you can get down there and you can actually get to know him. And you may find that you don't actually like him, and you may find that you guys become absolutely great friends. And it may just be a casual work acquaintance relationship. You don't know how it's going to end up, but you will never know if you don't actually live your own life. So your guidance is saying to take a chance and to actually start talking to him. And if you don't want to actually leave and have lunch with him, you know, come in one morning with an extra cup of coffee or juice or something and offer it to him. And if he accepts it, then you guys just chat for a minute, and then you go on to your job, to your desk, and do what you need to do. But it's making that effort to actually connect, because it's our connections that bring us joy. Okay. So I think that's wonderful that you're open to really looking at that. To looking at what it is you want to create in your life. You know, likewise, what I was telling Helena, that she was being given the clarity about what's important for her in her own life. And that's something you're also being given, clarity about what it is you actually want to experience, because you are creating your life. And this is not giving you power over him or anything that he does or anything that anybody else does. This is saying that you are standing in your power, in your life, and you are creating what you desire. And what you desire is to have relationships with people that you can go out and have fun and laugh with and have a wonderful life. Because there's just so much joy out there waiting for you to just show up and be a part of it. And they keep showing me these images of you out in the world having fun, laughing, and being with friends and just actually enjoying your life. So you may want to make that one of your intentions, that you will enjoy your life. And then see what comes up to show you that you can actually enjoy your life. And your guidance what are they saying? There's something about getting your groove on. I don't know what they meant by that, so you take that however you choose to take it. But your guidance is telling you to get your groove on. And I'm sure they mean that in the most light and loving way. It's nothing, you know, heavier. I don't even know what I was going to say. But it feels very happy, very light, very loving. So go ahead and get your groove on. And if you get your groove on with him, then that's fine. Just don't share company secrets. I don't even know where that came from. All right. Okay, let me check and make sure that that's all they wanted to tell you. And it is. We sometimes get into these feelings that feel good, you know, like, you know, having a crush on someone does actually feel good, and it makes you feel all, you know, happy and a little bit giddy and all of that sort of thing. But actually getting to know them and having a relationship with them is even better. And it's time for you to start moving forward with your life and getting into the better and energy. You don't have to just stay on the sidelines and have the usually crush, but actually get out there and live and have a relationship, because you are loved and you deserve to be loved. And there are people who love you now. Let yourself experience love. Love of self, love of other people, love from other people, those in our lives, and open up to all of it. Let yourself feel love. Yeah. That just feels so incredible. And I don't know if they're letting me feel what you're feeling or if this is me feeling love, but hey, it doesn't really matter. Love feels good. So let yourself feel love. All right. So if anybody else has any questions, you can type them in the chat room or you can give me a call at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. Things are opening up and changing on our planet, and we are opening up more and more. Things that are wonderful. And there's absolutely no reason why we need to hold back. Hello, 111.
Great thriving. How are you today?
I am. How are you, Queen?
I am, sound like you said fabulous, it got muffled, so I am fabulous as well. I just woke up again, and I'll keep waking up, always waking to new experiences. Since there was a void for me to fill, I came forward to ask about experience that I had last evening with you, to shed more light on it, more opulence on it, and
okay. See
what comes forward for us at this time. And I do want to say that it was mixed in with my other things, but I listened while I was sleeping. I fell asleep with it on, and then when I awoke, it was the one that was playing when I woke, and I played it again this morning. So I have listened intently and received.
Wonderful. So how are you feeling? What's different in you?
That's a good question. I thought I would feel, know something differently, but I'm saying, as you're asking me that, it's action. It's more action required. More action, not reaction, but more action.
Right.
That steps to be taken in terms of if I'm going to have a greenhouse, a garden center, which I don't know that that is what it's going to be, but to do that, to move in the direction of where I wish to go, I will be going. So that's a difference, more action.
And for people who don't have this idea of what we're talking about, Queen was a group that I was working with last night on things of the deprogramming your mind work mentioned. And we were and so once you do this process, it changes your subconscious mind that you have about money and why you can't have money and why you can't do anything. All of that old garbage that was holding you back, it's letting all of that go so that you can actually accept that you deserve to have money, that you deserve to have whatever it is you desire in your life. It's opening you up and giving you the freedom to really, truly live your life. And so last night was mostly concerned with money, but money affects every aspect of our existence. So it's not just about money. It's about who you're being. It's about what you're creating. It's about moving forward with your own life. So things are not as limited as we believe that they are. Everything is connected. And the more you are opening up to any aspect of your existence, the more you are opening up in every aspect of your existence. So hopefully that brings everybody a little clarity about what it is we're talking about, what it is that money is, because it's not just money. And we were talking about that last night on the call, that we're not just talking about bringing more and more, you know, dollar bills into your life. We're talking about money in every form, prosperity, whether it be dollar bills or gold or diamonds or, you know, land or valuable works of art or whatever it is. You're just being opened up to having more. Does all that make sense, Queen?
Mm-hmm. Oh, for okay. Sure. That's definitely relative. And as you were talking, I also would say that just being thankful for what we already have, what I already have, and of course that brings more. So having more gratitude and appreciation for external and internal things, gifts, talents that are available to all of us in some shape or form that continue to grow as we acknowledge them and utilize them. And that's the action, the utilization of them. And I was listening to my own voice. And your voice too, Barbara, you have a very, I may have said this before at some point, but your voice on the call is different, a different voice than the voice on this call is very, very, it was like a trance tone, entrancing, and as I'm saying that, the word entrance, it's something about your voice, and I was going to say my voice too. I was very intrigued. Sometimes I do get intrigued by my own voice when I hear it on a recording, and I was feeling the same vibration of you and on recordings of your voice being important. And you're moving forward in the state of mind and spirit that you were in, because spirits were there. There's no
smoke
was there everywhere. But it was strong. It was very strong and compelling. And so I just wanted to add that the speaking voices is an important component to the next moves for both of us, the next direction, and that people can listen to. And you might have said this to me, that people can listen to, and maybe it wasn't you, later, continually, and done as a individual offering to people, that they, like I did, can sleep on it and have it with them, geared to their individual situation. So I was guided to say that to you as well.
Well, yeah, that's something I don't usually tell people, but yeah, they do have a, you know, they're part of a group that I'm a part of. You do get the recording, and you can go back and listen as much as you want to. And when I'm doing the work that I'm doing, whether it's with a group or an individual, the energy in that, it's not just my energy, it's the energy of all of the divine beings who are working with me, and there's always a group of them with me. And you can hear it sometimes on even these radio calls when I'm doing, giving someone divine infinity healing or whatever it is, that there's a change in the way I sound, because there's other energies going in to the work that I'm doing. This is not about me, it's about us. It's about the connection.
And it was very strong. I've listened to you a lot, and I do hear and feel different tones on the radio, but it's something special. Something special in that, those private sessions.
Well, I knew that last night, the whole call, the whole energy around that was, I could feel it building all day. It was like there was this whole group that was just coming to be a part of that. I had thought that day I would be so busy doing this, that, and the other, and most of the day I didn't do much of anything, because they were just like, no, you need to rest, and, you know, and I took a nap, and it was what I was supposed to do in order to be ready for the energy of our group last night, and that was so wonderful, that energy, and the feeling of that healing work that we did. It was just, I can't put it into words, but it was just so much more than I could personally even imagined it to be. And that's how they show us that there is so much more to life than just what we believe. When we get our own minds and our own thoughts, then we tap into amazing energy that's there. And it's there for each and every one of us in every moment. So it's not just me. It can be anybody. Everybody has access to that unconditional love energy that's enormous. And I hope that made some kind of sense.
Oh, yes. It's funny, you said cents, and I'm going to say dollars and cents, coins and cents. Of course it did. It does. I understand. But there are those who step forward first. It brought to mind, you got a reading from a message from Shoshona. I think it was Shoshona. And, the woman who... Oh, I don't remember her name, but she could go back in time and into the future.
Jenny.
Oh, she was a jumper. Yes.
Jenny.
And what she said about your mission and who you are. And I thought, yeah, she's letting it show more. I don't know if you remember, but I do.
I do remember. And that was amazing to me. That was so profound. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yes. So I could relate to that perfectly. The her words and your words and how, yeah, you are able to move as funny now it's coming, as DC was saying, she was in the past and she was in the future, because you set the tone through the tones of your words from your spirit and the energy of those collectively. I don't even know what this is about, because this is an Apollo wood that has been here for a long time. And it's good wood. I'll take it down. I can take it down to the road, take stuff down to the road. And people come by and pick stuff up, some things like metal things. And, you know, I put it out there, and it usually doesn't stay long. So I'm fine with it, and I don't even know what symbolically this is, except I would do this. W-O-U-L-D opposed to W-O-O-D. I'm getting ready to get it rid of that pile of wood. And what that's going to do for me, I am excited to see, because it has value. Someone could build something with it. I may be giving someone a foundation for a porch or something that they need that I'm not using, though. It's just sitting here idle. Oh, and as I'm saying idle, wow, we have been known to have idols, false idols. And this idol is going to be removed from my site and my premises. And I don't even know why I'm sharing that, other than it hit me this morning. Let them go. Let that wood go. You have wood under your building there. You still have more wood for little odds and ends, or you can buy some more. You can buy some more when you're ready to do the work. I'm tearful even talking about getting rid of the wood. It's an excitement that I wasn't expecting to experience.
The feeling that we did about letting go of the cord, and if you have doing anything with, you're recording.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I had plans. I had plans for a lot of things, but the fact is I can replace them. Let it go. It'll come back in another form. And I do know that. I do. I've seen it. I was telling you all about letting go of leather things, leather and suede things, new things that I had purchased at a bargain price that I had found as treasures. Like, I go to secondhand stores and I am blessed. I can find brand new items or valuable to me that I was going to resize. And because I sew and design things like clothing, stuff like that. Well, my sewing machine has dust on it, not really, but because I haven't used it in a long time. And letting them go was like, okay, this was beautiful. But then I went into another store, and hanging outside of the, not in the racks the way they're supposed to be, but like on the front of the rack for me to see, it was a suede outfit that was my size. I went to pay $4 for it, brand new. I went to pay $4 for it, and it was 50 cents. It was a special sale. I just laughed. I laughed because I said, oh, wow. You know, that was just a demonstration of, wonder what's going to happen when I let the wood go. Somebody, I might even see somebody drive by and say, oh, thank you so much. I needed this, or something like that. But anyway, I've been talking. Is there any message for me that I need to know?
Okay, it's going to be a strong one because here comes Callie.
Okay. Welcome.
Here's what she wants to say. Hello, my goddess. You are. We only say you are because you are. You know who you are. And you are opening up more and more to being. So do not be surprised if you let go of a lot of things that have been just hanging around for a long time. Because things that are available to the people that they go to, you are bringing more and more value into your own life. It is by sharing who you are, sharing what you have, sharing what you know, that you are opening up to receiving more and more of what you are sharing. You understand this. You've understood this for a long time. And then there are parts of you that said, no, we can't really let go of this. We can let go of that over there, but this, we have to hang. And now you are sitting, we can let go of anything and everything. You could let go of all of it. And in no time at all, you would have more. Because there is no limit. There is no limit. Abundance does not have a limit. And your life is filled with abundance, with prosperity. You are meant to live an opulent, lavish life where you have everything that you desire and you get to share it with the world. Beautiful place. And that's what you are doing. So we're opening your heart more and more every single day. And you are allowing yourself to just let go. To realize that you don't have to hang on. Not to anything. One. Not to any beliefs. You have the freedom to create yourself in every moment of your existence, and that is part of the beauty of you. And so we are thrilled that you are letting go. And you will find yourself receiving. You are so loved. And you know that you are. And you share that love willingly with everyone. And you receive more and more and more and more and more love. We love you. We love you. And we are with you. And if you need help moving that wood, don't hesitate to ask.
You know, I was. It was. That's what I was gonna say. I was saying it. Help me move this wood. Oh, I love it. I love it. Just as it was coming from you, it was coming from me. Thank you, Carly. And as I'm looking out this window at the the pile of wood in the corner of my eyes, if it's not really that big a pile, it would be good exercise. I'm looking at some raspberries that have, and I'm going to put this in parentheses, that have grown on their own. We had trees cut back, which was like a challenge cutting it, having them cut back because it was so beautifully lush and full and green and just beautiful. I loved the way it looked, and getting used to the difference now, having the trees taken down, and you know, that was like letting go of the landscape that I was used to and become accustomed to as it had grown around me. And what I witnessed last year was the nature, Mother Nature, showing me what would grow here easily. And because I've tried planting some things that just have been a challenge to grow, but the berries that I'm looking at, the butterflies were just hovering around them, black and white butterflies. But they came on their own. And they're going to bear berries. And there's muscadine that I have been growing a few bushes of, and they grow in this soil. But now they've come in places where some of the trees were. And talking about hanging on, I got visions of like hanging from a tree, so to speak. And that wasn't a good vision. You don't want to hang on and be hung to something. But cutting things back too, literally in nature, cutting back the trees, they're coming, they're growing back. Things are growing back. But like I said, being shown what really, I have a new landscape. And when you cut back down to what seems to be to the ground, it's not the end. It's more comes up, and it comes back fuller.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to share that. I love and appreciate you, Kali, and Barbara Grace Reynolds, Goddess Barbara Grace Reynolds. And I thank you from the depths of my heart and my soul for your sharing with me. And I look forward to more magical time with you.
Wonderful.
All. Thank you.
And thank you. Oh, now I just so warm and happy.
Good.
I'm going to mute you so you can listen.
Okay, I'm going to listen and whistle while I'm working, taking this wood. Namaste.
Okay.
And grab a photograph of these butterflies on these bushes too. Catch you later. Be back soon. Looking forward to next week.
Yeah, me too.
Peace.
Peace. Okay. So I am being guided to once again remind you that if you want to change your life, then it's going to involve you letting go, because you can't have room for anything new if you're still stuck with all of the old stuff. And that's really what the Deprogramming the Mind Weekly calls are about. It's about letting go of the old beliefs so that you have room to start creating something new, to start having the things in your life move. To believe you were stuck with. And it really is been working on each and every one of you who are listening to help you to open up your energy, your mind, to open up your heart. Life, more light, more love. No longer is needed in your life so that you can move forward in creating the beautiful life that you deserve. And absolutely beautiful, amazing life. And you are opening up to it. So let it happen. And if you have little thoughts running through your mind right now about what it is you can let go of, listen to those thoughts and let those things go. The Queen was talking about her pile of wood, and I'm seeing a pile of wood. For a few years that, yeah, it's time for me to let it go. And I'm not afraid of letting it go because it means that I really am opening up to my life. I really am opening up to having things evolve, to having them change in the way that I desire. I deserve more. And this is part of my coming into that realization and opening up to that. And the same is true for each and every one of you. So be who you are, and you know who you are. There is a part of you that knows who you are. Explore, truly are. It's time. It's time for everything to change. And we see that happening in our world. And it's okay for us to claim our power so that we are creating our lives the way we want them to be instead of letting somebody else decide what's important for us. We are deciding for ourselves. More, it's about letting go of what you have and then allowing what you desire to flow into that space. Create space in your life so that you can truly have what you desire. Okay, that is all that I am being guided to say to you guys today. I'm going to start another automatic writing class, not this next Thursday. Important for you to understand. I just love the class. So I hope everyone has an absolutely wonderful weekend and that you pick something in your life and you can decide whether it's your life, it's your choice. But start letting go. Remember that you are loved. And if you need me for anything, send me an email, give me a call, whatever. And talk to you again on Tuesday on Morning with Jesus. Bye-bye, everybody.